From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Luke Parsnow reports at New York State of Politics that U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in the area April 13th with Governor Kathy Hochul, touting $21 million in improvements to the Castleton on Hudson Bridge, where the New York State Thruway crosses the Hudson River, connecting Albany and Rensselaer counties. The money is going to a new eastbound bridge deck, a crash-tested railing for safety, and better drainage to avoid hydroplaning on the bridge that was built in 1959 and carries about 17,000 travelers each day. Buttigieg said, and I quote, "If you look at that bridge, it represents the very latest engineering and construction ingenuity available in the 1950s. But today, it takes near monthly repairs to keep it in service," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that China's recent spy balloon has inspired some New York Democrats to draft a bill to ban foreign adversaries from purchasing farmland in the state. In the state Senate, Socrates Democrat Michelle Henchy is introducing the proposal, and Assemblyperson Angelo Santababra is in the other Albany legislative chamber with the bill. Santababra said, and I quote, "We saw a spy balloon go over our country, surveying property, land sites, information that is collected, and that's concerning. So what we're finding is that I feel like we're not seeing enough action in Washington, D.C. to address these issues," end quote. Santababra wants the state to identify where potential adversary-owned properties are located, but Assemblymember Robert Smullen, a Republican, said, and I quote, "We in New York State do not have the resources to define whether or not a foreign entity is controlled by the Communist Party, for instance, or China," end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents the 20th Congressional District, did not comment to the newspaper about the story, but Republican Elise Stefanik, who represents the 21st Congressional District, noted she has already introduced a similar bill at the federal level. Stefanik said, and I quote, "As my bill continues to gain support, I will work to ensure foreign ownership of American farmland does not undermine our national security, especially as foreign adversaries increase their attempts to threaten our agricultural land and businesses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. News 10 in Albany reports that the New York State Department of Agriculture is expanding an initiative to help families purchase food made by New York farmers. The Fresh to You program doubles the buying power for SNAP recipients spending money at farmers' markets. Richard Ball, New York State Agricultural Commissioner, said, and I quote, "The new dollar-for-dollar match is going to allow farmers to offer more products to our families and allow families to purchase more healthy food for their own families," end quote. The New York State Department of Agriculture website has more information about the program. Brooklyn Vegan runs down the lineup for the 2023 edition of 24-Hour Drone, set for May 27th through 28th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The annual event has been on hold in person since 2019 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, the show is back in person with Yuka C. Honda of Saibo Matto, Wolf Eyes, Liturgy, Sarah Hines, Laura Ortman, and others performing at the event, which each year is webcast at WGXC.org and broadcast on 90.7 FM. The Basilica Hudson website has all the details about the 24-hour drone show May 27th and 28th at Basilica Hudson and will air on WGXC. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.